I was about five, I think, and some very good friends of ours, not in the business, friends of my family's, not in the business, Gertie and Sidney Brown, had some rabbits, and I wanted a rabbit as a pet. And so my father took me down to their house to pick my own pet, my own rabbit. But the understanding was that I had to take care of this rabbit myself. And we lived in a marvelous house up in Coldwater Canyon on Beaumont Drive. And we had both my parents loved animals. And at one time they had 22 dogs. And they had Bedlington Terriers and Welsh Terriers and Scotties and a pig named Violet and turkeys and geese and everything, a menagerie. But I could have a rabbit. We had a rabbit hutch all built. But I would have to take care of my rabbit, and that was the deal. And so I went with my father to pick out my rabbit. And one of them had a floppy ear, a cockeyed ear, but I didn't pick out that rabbit. I picked out a regular rabbit, and that was fine with my father. But when we got in the car and I had my rabbit, he asked me why I hadn't picked out the rabbit with the cockeyed ear. And I said, I didn't know why. I just hadn't picked him. And I asked him why. He had asked me that, and he said, well, I don't know. Obviously, the rabbit with the cockeyed ear, the funny-looking ear, would have needed more love because nobody would pick him. And that always left an impression with me all my life that he would have felt that the rabbit with the funny-looking ear would have needed more love, and I hadn't picked him. And indeed, I hadn't picked him. But we took my rabbit home, and I took care of him like all 5 or 6 year old girls would do for a while, and I fed him and I watered him and I fed him and I watered him and I played with him and I fed him and I watered him, and then I slacked off feeding and watering him, and I didn't feed him and I didn't water him. And one day I went out to feed him and water him and play with him, and he wasn't there. And I complained loudly about where was my rabbit, and my father pointed out to me that my deal had been that I would take care of this rabbit. And if I didn't take care of the rabbit, I wouldn't have a rabbit. And so my father had taught me two very valuable lessons in one. One being that maybe the rabbit that looked different needed more love. And if you assume a responsibility, you must live up to that responsibility or you lose it. And I've never forgotten that. Very simple childhood lesson, but I never forgotten it.